his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Jakari Jackson, David Knight, and Alex Jones. He is joining us via Skype. He's on the road. But first, before we get to some more serious topics, I just want to go over a few things that we haven't had a chance to cover that much in these last couple of weeks. Today, we have this article here from Fox News. Reps challenge DHS ammo buy, say agency using 1,000 more rounds per person than the Army.
Oh, yeah. And you know what's amazing about that is, I think even more significant, is that that's four times the amount of ammunition that a soldier uses, mm-hmm. right? I mean, you know, when you look at numbers like that, it's kind of like, well, I don't know how many they use, but soldiers are using about 350. They're using on average about 1,450.
And remember, this is after Obama says he wants a domestic security force that's just as competent and just as capable and just as well funded as the United States military. So we see this with DHS, where they have 1,000 rounds more rounds per person. And I'll read this quickly. Jason Chaffta has said on Thursday that the Department of Homeland Security is using roughly 1,000 rounds more ammunition than the U.S. Army. As he and other lawmakers sharply questioned DHS officials on their massive ammo buy.
Well, look at the way.
And again, they're panicking because it's Infowars.com that broke this. It's DrudgeReport.com that rammed it out into the mainstream news. And they hate it because, again, when they had $1.6 billion, it was enough for, what, 27 years of an Iraq war. Mm-hmm. Now it's something like for a 35-year war. And they're saying the number is 70,000 feds. There's not 70,000 armed feds. It's more like 20,000. So it's the number is like three times that. This is big. This is the proof. And they don't. I mean, look, if you're going to sneak attack somebody, you don't want them knowing you're about to sneak attack.
You don't buy decades worth of something in order to save money, and you don't buy hollow points to save money.
And in their excuse is, well, we don't have it all right now. They're still shipping it over to us, and well, you still bought it.
Well, and if you look at the narrative, this Nick Nay, the chief procurement officer for Homeland Security, says, oh, the number's really 750. That's not true. Their RFPs, first they had one for $250 million, then they had a $450 million, then they had a $750 million, then they had another $250. Those are
all
separate.
Hold on, I think you should say all that. I think you should say that when we come back in the next segment. Save that, because some stations don't carry this 5 minutes. I think it's important, because, David, you've really ferreted into the numbers and done a bunch of reports from Infowars Nightly News. But just to go from my background research, basically 2.2 billion bullets have been ordered. Around a billion in the last year and a half have been delivered. And then they say the rest is over the next few years. But then that's not true, because they keep ordering more every month. Basically, it's whatever the manufacturers can produce, they'll accept to dry up the supply. That's what's really going on. I mean, this isn't even for a war with us, even though that's part of it. This is about drying it up. I've talked to FBI agents off record, federal marshals, and police, and they all concur. They're told this is to dry up civilian ammo.
Absolutely, because the military has their own manufacturing capacity that they run by themselves. Mm-hmm. Homeland Security is going into the commercial market. And there's an article on Infowars.com today that U.S. companies have purchased 900 million rounds of ammo from Russia. Mm-hmm. Now, they're also, that's another part where this U.N. arms trade treaty is coming in, because that's where they want to try to control that.
You get your arms from overseas, get your ammunition from overseas.
That's right.
By the way, the same denial, we posted NRA articles last week. We posted the links to the senators' websites. We posted links to Obama's announcements. And there were bots on Infowars.com and YouTube saying, this is a lie. It's not happening. And again, folks, it's a standard military op. We had links to the bullet purchases on the federal sites. We had links to the congressional announcements, the presidential announcements. And they still just say, you're a liar. You're discredited. And it's a mind game, counting on the general public they know doesn't go look it up. The problem is, once the public goes and looks it up once and finds out they're being lied to, they lose all credibility. When we make mistakes on accident, we come back and tell you about it, because we want you to know it was a mistake. We want you to trust us, but to trust us to go look it up. Never believe what we say, because I want you to go verify it to know how real we are.
Absolutely. Exactly. They don't put links in their stories. We are the only ones that, you know, MSNBC doesn't link it.
Oh, yeah. You read CNN, read Fox, you read mainly USA Today, there's no links. Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah. We neurotically link and photograph and video everything. Jakari Jackson, David Knight.
In the last 2 years alone. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Radio Show. Jakari Jackson, David Knight, and Alex Jones. He is on the road, but he is still with us. So we have a video. Listen, Alex, I'm sure you want to talk about this before we air it. The Rachel Maddow clip.
Sure, and this is only part of it. All week long, she was attacking us most of the nights. I just see the clips on YouTube, and Kurt Nemo has written about it. But this latest article was titled Rachel Maddow's Jihad Against Alex Jones. And again, this is a woman on her top nights has 600,000 viewers total in North America. Ladies and gentlemen, this radio show, the Sunday show, is not as big as the weekday show. Conservatively 2 million live. Couple hundred thousand more on YouTube later. Subscribers to PrisonPlanet.tv, a few hundred thousand watch it. So let's say 2.4 million. But we don't sit up here on a big power trip. I mean, I'm in a hotel room in Arkansas with my family, you know, visiting folks, and I'm just here. We're not like, oh, I'm on a big fancy studio and I'm God, though we're building those studios, because if that's what wakes the sheeple up, we'll do it. But the point is that she's panicking, and we're not going to play the whole clip. Now, the whole clip's up on InfoWars.com. But, you know, she goes for like 4 minutes making fun of our social network, PlanetInfoWars.com, which is listener-driven. The listeners created the dating area. The listeners created the gun areas and the art areas and the horticulture areas and the farming areas and the astronomy areas. I mean, there's just thousands and thousands of groups at PlanetInfoWars.com. And so they, no exaggeration, let's be conservative, 20 publications and newspapers that I saw in the Google search starting Thursday and Friday making fun of it and then creating fake users and saying, you know, I want to shoot you on the grassy knoll and stuff like that. Just really crazy. And she says, Alex Jones is getting rich off his dating service. She's making a lot of money. By the way, I don't really promote PlanetInfoWars.com. It takes a ton of bandwidth. I lose money on it. Okay, I did it. I haven't promoted it. I got too many projects going, but it's okay for us to make money. I mean, we're not getting like taxpayer money like Maddow in stimulus money. So she goes completely up about that in the first 4 minutes. Then in the next 4 minutes, we're going to play a clip of that. She goes, they're discredited. Alex Jones developed this. Drudge Report pushed it. Ron Paul pushes it, the demon. And like she's tattling on us. Like you know, I caught them. Ron Paul was on Alex's show today, she says, Friday. And he was pushing homeschooling. Oh, to make money. Oh, it's so horrible that he would develop a curricula and sell it. That's how free market works. And you vote with your dollars, and if it gets popular, we get bigger. We have to see, they want to take your tax money. This is key. Use it then against you to enslave you. We sit here and go, here's a free social network, a little bit of advertising on it if you want to you know, go over there, that's fine. We haven't even really sold advertising on it. We kind of launched it, forgot it, and it just sits there growing on its own like a monster that, you know, Mr. Maddow hates, or Ms. Maddow, excuse me. I thought it was Janet Reno's brother. But the point is that all of this is going on, and all I'm trying to do is warn America, rediscover the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Folks, if you're a new listener, what you hear here is Thomas Jefferson. I've read his books, his writings. I was reading a book today about George Washington again. The Bill of Rights, Constitution. I'm obsessed with America, okay? I really love the real America. USA, USA for the real America, not for the police state. I chant USA for free market, families, wealth, success. That's what made us great. And she goes into a conniption fit. We may get to it in the next segment because I want David Knight to intro first before we go to break here in about 5 minutes. When they come back with the Maddow clip, David Knight, because you've done the big reports on this, you've got the numbers in front of you. They tell people about the hearings this week. They're panicking. She says, Alex Jones has now gotten the Drudge Report and Ron Paul and now Congress to actually cover this, and it's not real, and it's a conspiracy. And then they go, oh, no, we've got billions of bullets, but they're not for you, America. Of course, the Homeland Security memos say it's for the American people, the Tea Party, gun owners, veterans. Everybody knows that's been in the news. It's not Al-Qaeda now. It's the domestic group. They tried to blame us for the stuff in Boston. So everybody who's thinking knows this is a fraud. You can go to the federal website and you know, fed.biz and see the purchase orders over the last 18 months or so. It's a little over 18 months, maybe 20 months, almost 2 years. They've bought 2.2 billion bullets. A billion have been delivered. But he gets up there and says, we only bought 700 million or 70 million or whatever. Break it down for him because she thinks you're stupid. And again, people say, I was talking to a big media guy this Friday. He said, why are you even giving them attention, man? They do not have an audience. And I said, it doesn't matter. They've got the government. They don't care about an audience anymore. They've got the government. So, yes, they are a shadow of themselves, but they're still in control. We've got to fully politically expose their acts, which destroy them. We don't destroy them. They destroy themselves. So we're going to break in about 4 minutes. David Knight, lay out the background of this and the names of the different reports you've done. I know you've broken this down so people can see for themselves, trust but verify, the fraud when they say there's no big deal with these bullets, which are now like 15 times any previous purchase, enough for a 35-year Iraq war.
Well, when this first broke and Watson did the research, he linked to the RFPs on their sites. And the first one was 250 million bullets. And people were saying, why do they need that much? 250 million. And in a short period of time, they went to 450 million. We covered that. Then they did another one just about a month or so after that for another 750 million. Then they did another one for another 250 million. Those are the big ones. And they were coming up. And that was happening about a year ago to, I think it was July or whatever.
And then half a million here, a million there.
Yeah, then they were getting
constant.
Then they were getting smaller ones. You know, like you had the Social Security Administration getting like 175,000, not million, but thousand.
All of one.
And so they focused on that, which was at that time 0.1% of the overall total. So they ignore the 99%.
Yeah, that's how the lie works. I'm glad you raised that. They'll go. Alex says it's 1.6 billion. When I'm reading the federal number, it's only a million. I mean, what?
Right.
The guy's a liar, guys.
I mean, and what they do exactly? What they do is they selectively take one of these things and talk about it. Usually the very smallest one, like I said, the 0.1% of it, and talk about it. But now what you've got is Nick Nayak, Chief Procurement Officer for the Department of Homeland Security, here in this congressional testimony says, well, it wasn't 1.6 billion, it was 750 million. That's not true. That was only one of them. And we've linked to every one of these RFPs in our articles because we have to do that. It's too strange. People don't believe it if we don't link to these things. And then he's also lying about the fact that it's there to save money. You don't buy hollow point bullets to save money because they're way more expensive than the other ones.
Homeland Security's procurements have more than tripled the price. You can look this up at the average ammo.
Absolutely.
They're buying it for three times what they bought it 2 years ago. Plus, the Defense Department has giant hordes of 9mm, 40 cal, 308, 223, hordes unknown. Well, they have their separate manufacturing systems.
That's absolutely ridiculous for them to say they're buying this kind of quantity to save money because the people pointed out it's more than when it was a lower number, it was 24 times what they had used in the Iraq War at its peak. You don't go to Costco or some other warehouse club and buy 30 years worth of toilet paper in order to save money. That's just absurd. And they're not doing that here. So they're not buying hollow points to save money, and they're not buying hollow points to use against somebody else. It was an amazing headline.
That's right. Bottom line, they're buying them to dry up the market. Those are the key rounds that you cannot now get in almost every store. 308, 223, 9mm, 40 caliber, cannot get them.
There's a headline from U.S. News and World Report. DHS, Department of Homeland Security, denies ammo purchases aimed at civilians. Well, who are they aimed at? Are they aimed at the military?
Now remember, just 6 months ago, there were not ammo purchases. It was all an evil, Alex Jones, Matt Drudge, foaming at the mouth, evil lie.
And what you see is, like I said before, when Tucker was covering the Bilderberg conference, that happened for 25 years, everybody was pretending that it didn't exist. And you get that cycle where you ignore something or pretend it doesn't exist, then you ridicule it as a conspiracy, then you fight it.
It took 25 years to break its back, and now it takes a year to break a lie's back. Exactly.
That's right. And
they're using an old playbook, which doesn't work anymore.
And in the case of the Boston bombing, We broke the back of that in just a couple of days when Dan went to that press conference and asked them about the drill, and they wouldn't give us a definitive answer. They wouldn't say yes. They wouldn't say no.
All the CIA operatives like Anderson Cooper and others, they are wringing their hands because, folks, no one trusts you anymore, and we know your tricks. You know what's incredible, Jakari and David? They keep running the same trick over and over again like we're stupid.
Well, the thing with the bullets, they can't really run a trick on that, or people are realizing that it is a trick because all you have to do is go out to your local sporting goods store and see, there's nothing there. You know, they got a few rounds of shotgun shells for clay pigeons, but that's about it.
They've got any weird round, but anything DHS wants, they get. And it's on record. I talked to major distributors. They cannot get any of them.
Now, the other part of this is now people are turning to Russia. Nearly a billion rounds of ammunition have been bought by private companies, and they're going to try to cut that off with the U.N. Arms Trade Treaty.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Obama, quote, said last week, whitehouse.gov, look it up, we wrote an article. That's a conspiracy, too. That's a direct link to whitehouse.gov. He said, we're going to block any foreign importation of ammo or clips or guns. Oh, but he doesn't want your guns. He's just going to ban you getting it.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here with Jakari Jackson, and we've got Alex Jones live on the road. He's going to be joining us in just a few minutes, but we'd like for you to call in and tell us what you think about the mainstream media's collapsing narrative here. Our number to call in is 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539. Call and tell us what you think about that. Alex, are you there?
Yes, I am. Again, coming to you from Arkansas, and my crew is down there and deep in the heart of Texas doing a great job. I want to commend the crew that comes in on Sunday and all of you, the listeners out there. I just briefly want to remind listeners that we are listener-supported. When you click on the advertisers at InfoWars.com, when you buy the high-quality ProPure water filters with promo code WATER and get 10% off, you fund our operation. When you get the magazine, when you buy the books and T-shirts and films at InfoWarsStore.com, you fund a true independent media operation that stands up for the Bill of Rights and Constitution and true libertarian, what you could call paleo-conservative ideas. All the things that are under attack. The truth is, we've got the winning ideas. We've got history on our side. But organized evil and organized crime has dumbed our people down. It's time to change that. So be sure and spread the word about InfoWars.com. Be sure and spread the word about the radio broadcast. Don't just passively listen. And I want to thank all our friends in the real media who've helped spread the word about the broadcast as well. We're all in this together. We have a basic instinctive need to be free, to have our families be free. We're threatened and upset by corruption and crony insider behavior. And we're very aggressive when it comes to defense of our liberty. We're free men and women. So I salute all of you, and I salute Jim Tucker. I shot a video today in the woods on a hike talking about Jim, who I really respected and who was a true gumshoe reporter. And that's also up on InfoWars.com and on the YouTube channel. Rest in peace, Jim Tucker. Again, the example of the one man standing against the tyranny. Now, we talked about the bullets and the fact that they're liars, but don't believe us. In fact, I'm on the road, but if the crew or if David wants to tell the crew and talk back there, what articles to pull up? I mean, we've written probably, let's not exaggerate, 100 articles the last year and a half. With links to the federal sites where they bought 2.2 billion bullets. And just go look at that. But you remember them 6 months ago saying there are no bullets. Now they're like the 2 billion bullets aren't for you. Well, you know Homeland Security is for the American people, and they're training for the American people. So here's Rachel Maddow literally freaking out that her top audience is 600,000. Literally, I mean, they used to have like 3 million. CNN used to have like 10 million. Their top audience is maybe a million. They are a joke. They are a paper tiger. So you say, why do we show them here? Why do we play them here? To analyze them, to critique them. But to explain to you, they're owned by General Electric, a mega bank offshore sworn to destroy this country, shutting down coal power plants that supply more than half our power so their plants make bigger profits. I mean, it's important to call these people out. Because if special interests can come in and buy your city off and triple charge you for water, that's not privatization. That's fascism. That's collectivism for the corporatist. So, again, they've confused all the terms. So let's go ahead and go to the establishment in full-bore panic mode right now, that what we've been covering for over a year is now in Congress, and the lie has unraveled for them. So they're basically burning down, because if we realize that, hey, government's gotten too big and it's arming against us, and, hey, it's creepy, which is completely obvious, then they can't play the part of our savior. then they're the alien occupying globalist force we know they are. Then we can win the republic. If you wake up to the takeover, it's game over. Here's that clip.
Last week, four Republican members of Congress sent a letter to the Department of Homeland Security demanding that the Department of Homeland Security respond to the latest Glenn Beck, Alex Jones conspiracy theory, which is that the real Boston Marathon bomber was being protected by the White House, by Michelle Obama. The Republican chairman of the...
Hit pause and back it up. They conflate and mix that Michelle Obama is protecting the real bomber. All we pointed out is he's on a no-fly list. He's connected to the Saudi royals. He was there when it happened. The White House visited him. The Saudi foreign minister was there over this. There's a major cover-up going. You know, Big Sis, a week and a half ago, said in Congress, the Drudge Report's not credible, link in InfoWars.com, with an article about this guy on a no-fly list. Turns out it was true. No, the truth is we are credible. That's why they're attacking us. They would be ignoring us if we weren't critical. So she mixes this in with bullets to try to, you know, claim that, oh, well, that's outrageous, so this is outrageous. Again, realize the tactics they're using. I use truth to savage the enemy. They use lies. Once you're aware of them, they bounce off of you. Let's go back to the disdainful anti-American.
Sorry. Which is that the real Boston Marathon bomber was being protected by the White House, by Michelle Obama. The Republican chairman of the Homeland Security Committee in the House signed on to that letter. They moved on from that last week to now this week. The Republicans convened a whole congressional hearing, a House Committee on Government Oversight hearing, on the right-wing conspiracy theory that the government is stockpiling ammunition to kill us all, or something, or to at least buy all the bullets so that you can't get any, so that you can't stop them from killing us all. This is a longtime favorite cause of the InfoWars world, and now it's playing in Congress. The congressman you see on your screen right now is Republican Kerry Bentivoglio of Michigan. You'll remember him as a reindeer herder, last seen on this show, shirtless and kissing a stuffed reindeer. You may also remember his role playing a doctor in...
They scour the web to find you on Twitter or Facebook with your family at Christmas putting a Santa hat on a reindeer, which everybody does. I mean, everybody screws around. Everybody has, and then you're discredited. No, you're discredited, Maddow. Let's continue.
His role playing a doctor in a movie about how 9/11 was an inside job. Now that same Kerry Bentivoglio plays a Republican congressman in real life.
I have a lot of people calling me up and saying that there's all these conspiracies and so forth and so forth. You've probably heard them. Doomsday events, civil unrest, you're preparing for that. Do you have any operational plans in the event there's a major or a civil unrest that you're going to arrest innocent civilians and put them in FEMA camps? Do you have any plans like that?
No plans.
The answer is clear. You have no plans whatsoever.
No.
Right.
How about a pause? David Knight, Jakari Jackson, I want you tomorrow, I know you're going to be co-hosting the show with me, I want you tomorrow for the Nightly News, get all the Army manuals, all the training manuals, all the videos where Homeland Security admits it's training to take on the public during a financial collapse, Europe's already happening, and I want you to show them lying, okay? How's that sound, Jakari?
Sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, we literally... overdo it. Show like 15 times them admitting it. Okay, I mean it's just unbelievable. Everybody, you know about this. Let's go back to the line. Here it goes.
Anything else like that? No plans at all.
Congressman Bentivoglio got the guy from Homeland Security on the record admitting no plans to enslave the people of America.
Hit pause. We're not being enslaved. The borders aren't open. You don't give illegals free goodies to come here and then vote for gun control. I mean, we're not enslaved with cameras everywhere. We're not enslaved with Boston lockdown. We're not enslaved with checkpoints everywhere. We're not enslaved with the TSA sticking their hands on our pants. We're not enslaved with Congress having hearings about taking our pension funds and bank accounts after tax like they're doing in Cyprus and other areas. I mean, this is openly being discussed in Congress. Why don't you report on that, you witch? Let's go back to the clip.
We're going to go. Better not try. Because today, Oklahoma.
Back it up, back it up, back it up 20 seconds. Hey, listen, sorry, you're not getting the jump on us, witch. And doesn't it screw it up for you now that you want to bring all this in, re-engineer America, have a giant re-education camp America, have a giant leap forward, a giant collectivization, and you can't. You can't. Your viewers are signing petitions to confiscate guns. They're doing gun house-to-house confiscation in Oakland, California, witch. And you want to...
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Gotta love it, coming to us from Central Texas, ZZ Top, bringing us in. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'm going to throw the last 30 minutes of the broadcast here in a moment over to Ja'Kari Jackson and David Knott. He'll be riding shotgun with me tomorrow. We've also got Gerald Celente going to be co-hosting in the third hour, riding shotgun with us tomorrow on the weekday show, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., XM 166. Check your local listings for AM and FMs in your area, or always find the free podcasts and audio and video feeds at InfoWars.com/listen. Don't forget, too, We've got the May issue coming out in a couple days. You can't order it yet in bulk at cost or sign up for a subscription. We can sign up for a subscription for InfoWars magazine and get it. It'll be the next issue. We're going to have three free InfoWars.com stickers in there. A PrisonPlanet.com article, a sticker, an InfoWars.com sticker, and a InfoWars.com Save the Constitution sticker. That will be, we print about 110,000. That'll be 330,000. 330,000. And I may start every month putting 300 plus thousand bumper stickers in there. Can you imagine all of those? There's already so many all over the country. All right, getting back to Maddow, then I'm going to get you guys who are chomping at the bit, your take on this. Let's finish up with her freaking out about Homeland Security going, why are you buying all these bullets? They should ask, why are you buying armored vehicles? Why is your training manual, send it to Congress, say you're preparing to arrest patriots and gun owners. I mean, they have gun confiscation drills in the new Army manuals. Wait till Congress finally, I put out 6 months ago or 3 months ago the targets of little kids they're practicing to shoot. No one could even believe it, even though the company apologized and said Homeland Security paid for these. I get the fact it's hard to believe it's so over the top. But you've got to go look it up for yourself. So we're going to bring these guys down together if you just promote the truth. Let's finish up with Ms. Maddow.
Answer is clear. You have no plans whatsoever.
None.
Great. How about anything else like that?
No plans at all.
Congressman Bentivoglio got the guy from Homeland Security on the record, admitting no plans to enslave the people of America yet.
Really? I thought I was getting enslaved.
Better not try. Because today, Oklahoma Senator James Inhofe introduced a bill to block government agencies from buying ammunition.
All right, stop
along
right there.
Along with Oklahoma Congressman Frank Luke.
Back it up 10 seconds. See, they're panicking. Now the Senate is moving to go, all right, you got 2 billion rounds enough to fight a war for 35 years. It was for 20-something. And that's all you get for now. In 35 years, you can have some more. You can only have thousands of rounds per agent. That's it. Because you're drying up the whole market, and now they're freaking out. See, it's over. We don't listen to you anymore, pinhead. We're only talking about you so everyone knows that you're a lying globalist collaborator. Let's finish up with her.
Congressman Bentivoglio got the guy from Homeland Security on the record, admitting no plans to enslave the people of America.
Oh, it's so funny.
Yet. But they better not try. Because today, Oklahoma Senator James Inhofe introduced a bill to block government agencies from buying ammunition, along with Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, because, I live in FEMA Region 9 or whatever. Want to meet my kitty? Conspiracy theories are not new. They are not even the exclusive providence of the American right. They're left-wing conspiracy theories, too. But right now, anti-government conspiracy theories are anti the Obama government. And that appears to be too convenient and too appealing for the supposedly mainstream right to leave unharvested. And so the fringe has become the center. And so the Republican chairman of Homeland Security is writing conspiracy theory letters about the real bomber. And they're convening conspiracy theory hearings. And Republican senators are introducing conspiracy theory legislation that actually posits that the government is stockpiling bullets so it can kill us all. And they're doing it upon the advice from the folks who say that the Newtown shooting was a hoax. It didn't really happen. And Michelle Obama is shielding the real bomber of the Boston Marathon because it was an inside job just like 9/11. I get that the guys who sell this stuff for a living have a reason to sell this stuff. There's always going to be a very, very, very exciting market for these things. But when a political party sees profit in it, when a political party decides to seek political advantage by trafficking in this stuff and courting it and popularizing it, that is a different thing. And I am not sure we know how that ends. That does it for us tonight. We'll see you again Monday night. Now it's time for the premiere.
All right, that's it. Shut her off. Shut it off. Shut Pat off. The point here, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to you and take a little bit of calls here. The point to all of this is what they attack is what they fear. And what happens with Hitler and Stalin and Mao and other tyrannies, people don't recognize it because it's so over the top. It's like women that got in the car with, serial killers. Like Ted Bundy, he was a handsome guy in a suit driving a yellow Volkswagen. He couldn't be a killer. He's non-threatening. They act liberal. These are authoritarians. Look at what they're doing. Look at how they're butchering the country. Look at seven czars quoting Mao. Look at how they do whatever they want, fast and furious, to blame the Second Amendment. All these other events. They're counting on you to be naive about what's going on. They are counting on you to be mindless and to not realize it. And they're scared of this. Because why are you buying enough bullets for 35 years? Why are you buying giant armored vehicles? Why are you engaged in all of this? And that's really the big question. Because government is out of control, and that's common sense, and that's history, and that's what normally ends up happening. And she just wants to sit up there and say they want to kill us all. No, they want to be able to kill anybody that doesn't let them take their private bank accounts and bankrupt this country because we're being conquered by greedy offshore banks that have done it to 100-plus other nations. And they think America can be taken down as well. They think we're done. They think we're a joke. Gentlemen, I'm done for tonight. You take it out and come back and take some calls. But what's your take on what you heard her saying?
It was just blatant lie after blatant lie. She said that we, well, alluding to InfoWars.com and yourself, Alex Jones, that we said Sandy Hook never happened. We never said that. We just had a few questions such as, where's the surveillance video? Why are they finding guns and cars? Why did this guy get into a building and had a locked door? Stuff like that. And then she mentioned Michelle Obama talking about I don't even remember exactly what she said. I'm not saying she's protecting whoever. We're just curious as to why she was there.
Well, look at the way she just flat out lied. I mean, you could call this yellow journalism. You could call it straw man arguments. But when she says that Congress has put a bill up to block the government from buying ammo, that's not true. They're putting a bill up to stop the government from stockpiling excessive amounts of ammo.
And cornering the market. Cornering the market.
Exactly. And so she slants and lies when she says that sort of thing. You know, the problem with Rachel Maddow is that her criticisms are too little too late. She's still back at the part where she's trying to ridicule or ignore what we're saying, right? And it's already out. It's already gone beyond that. You've got Forbes magazine saying that we need to have a national discussion about this because Forbes looked at our articles. They looked at, they followed the links. They saw that there were RFPs from the government on the FedBiz op.
And they said what's frightening is the media is denying it when it's real. Mm-hmm. The cover-up is the proof of the darkness, the proof of the criminality, the proof of the evil aims.
Absolutely. That's why they've lost their credibility. And the only thing they can think of to do is to lie and slant the headlines, just like you talked about how she ridiculed the congressman showing a picture of him horsing around at Christmas time with a mm-hmm. reindeer. Then they say that they're going to try to stop the government from buying ammunition. That's not at all true. Not. And then just throwing this label of conspiracy around. You know, we're talking about conspiracy, and this well-written article from Rolling Stone is talking about this giant banking conspiracy that's going on. It's Matt Taibbi, T-I-A-I-B-B-I. This guy really nails it. He said, he quoted someone who is Michael Greenberger, former director of the Commodities Future Trading Commission, who said, it's a double conspiracy. It's the height of criminality. Financial markets, interest rates, and interest rate swaps are being manipulated both at the same time, often by the
same
banks.
What about the top Reagan official that just came out 2 weeks ago and said, it is a criminal, organized crime takeover?
Yeah, talking about Stockman? Stockman? Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is a gigantic amount of money here, too. To put it in perspective, and this again, from this article of Rolling Stones, because he really nails it, it's about a 15-page article if you print it out. He says it's about $379 trillion market, meaning that any manipulation would affect a pile of assets about 100 times the size of the U.S. federal government.
That's right. Here's the deal. These bankers, like Madoff, he only stole $100 billion. They've stolen trillions. They've taken over in fraud. Now they want to take our guns and make us slaves because they're scared of us because they're all going to go to jail. I mean, that's it, folks. It is so gargantuan, the fraud. Guys, come back and take calls. Great job of the crew, and they'll be back tomorrow with me, 11 a.m. CentralInfoWars.com. Final segment, your call straight ahead.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, joined here in the studio with Jagari Jackson, and we were just talking to Alex on the road. He'll be back tomorrow. But we're going to go to callers here in just a second, and we've been talking about how the mainstream media's narrative is kind of losing steam here and how they're losing control of what's going on. What do you think,
Jagari? Yeah, and actually,
they're pretty desperate, aren't they?
Yeah, they are pretty desperate. Alex will be back via Skype tomorrow. Just want to clarify that for our users as well as Gerald Celente. And yeah, they are pretty desperate. We see this not just, you know, in the last clip we were talking about, but we're seeing this all over. We're seeing it in Salon. We're seeing it many places our viewers don't normally go. But it's out there, and people hate the fact that people are getting the real information and asking questions. And how dare you ask a question? And speaking of questions, I do believe we have some callers on the call line. Let's go ahead and talk to Julio in Illinois.
Hello.
Oh, hey.
Yes, good evening, guys. First off, my condolences to the Tucker family, Jim yes. Tucker, true legend. I got yeah. to meet him last year at Bilderberg. I even bought him a drink, and true legend, great stories. And he inspired me as an investigative journalist. And you know, seeing reporters like Jim Tucker and then seeing corporate media just reading off a teleprompter, it's just so frustrating. You just talked about being in being in press conferences, asking tough questions. And I go to press conferences. Tomorrow I'm going to release a whole bunch of footage at press conferences over the last few months from the USDA secretary, from the head of National Weather Service.
Oh,
and
great.
When you ask them tough questions, they fidget around. They get nervous. They lie. I had the National Weather Service director admit to me, to my face, that weather modification doesn't take place anymore, when that's a flat out lie. And when you get these people in tough situations, just asking them a simple tough question, you'd be amazed at what happens.
Oh yeah, we saw Dan Bonatti shut down several press conferences. I mean, they were lined up. They had Carmen Ortiz, who is a prosecutor, a federal prosecutor there. They were going to have a lot of people get up on the stage and give their presentation. They just shut it down because they couldn't shut. They wouldn't answer his questions, and they couldn't shut him up. Well, thanks for doing that. Now you're with We Are Change, aren't you, Julio?
Oh yeah, I contribute to work with them. I'm just a roving independent journalist, so I contribute wherever I can, and it's just so great to see so many great young journalists out there. People just, you know, doing what you guys are doing, just asking tough questions, looking into the hard evidence, David.
You know, it's a lot more interesting. You know, as I say, truth is more interesting than fiction, and that holds true for the news as well, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I had Tom Vilsack tell me to my face in a press conference that I ask too much questions.
You can't have you asking those real questions.
It's supposed to be a PR opportunity for them, not an information opportunity. Well, thanks for calling. I appreciate that. Let's go to Kurt in Alabama. Kurt?
Evening, gentlemen. How y'all making out this evening?
Good. Okay. Very well. How are you?
I'm not doing so well these days with everything that's going on, but, you know, I just, it kills me because I got questions that I ask in my own mind, and it's general stuff that normal public should be interested in or, you know, curious about, and they just, like, push it by the way and don't even worry about it. And it's, I mean, going on since 9/11, I just have question after question after question, and everybody gets on the Second Amendment, and it's a big problem. And believe me, I'm pro-gun all the way. I live in a part of the country where we got wild animals roaming about, all kinds of stuff. And my main concern that scares me the most is they've been chipping away the Fourth Amendment for the longest time.
Oh, yeah.
And
all of the amendments.
Every single one of them.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they make anything up. Oh, I thought I saw this, or I thought I smelt alcohol or something on somebody's breath, so now I got probable cause to go and just interfere and ransack people's lives.
Oh, yeah. We have this article. I just want to throw this out there to make your point. FBI conducts warrant sweeps in Oakland. This is actually gun sweeps. And what they did, they blocked off a section of Oakland, wouldn't let anybody in and out, and just went house to house confiscating guns. And that's exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah. You know,
absolutely. And, you know, I mean, the first part they started with was they started chiseling away back in the 80s, mid-80s, late 80s, chiseling away at the sacrament of family and family staying together. If you rip the families apart, it's age-old divide and conquer.
Oh, absolutely.
Rip the families apart, and you can do whatever you want to anybody because you got them divided now. So.
And like we were talking about, you know, Ron Paul has focused on the Federal Reserve. He's now focusing on homeschooling. Those are some real foundational issues. But in terms of the police state, I mean, if you go back and look at, I think it was his name Daryl Gates? Anyway, he was a police chief in L.A. He was the one who invented SWAT teaming.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that's become, you know.
It's nationwide.
Nobody thinks about no-knock raids. And think about how many times, whether it's for drugs or whether it's for something else, that the police come in all dressed in black, kick down a door, and then people think they're being, you know, it's some kind of intrusion.
Yeah.
Yeah, they think that, you know, it's a gang coming in, so they come down with a gun, and then they get shot and killed. I mean, that
is not...
Well, lo
and behold, they shoot one of the officers.
Absolutely. That is not the way law enforcement should be doing things. But we see something
like
that.
They do in New York, in Nazi New York City, they go and they just shoot first, ask questions later, and we saw a gun or we saw a weapon or we saw something we thought was, so now we're justified in doing whatever we've done.
Absolutely. What we need to start doing is we need to start demanding from our state and local representatives that they reverse this SWAT stuff. But what we're seeing now is instead of that happening, just as the SWAT became, the SWAT teams in L.A. became a template for the rest of the country, mm-hmm. we're now seeing this drill that happened in Boston, we're now seeing that being used as a template for the rest of the country. Just like Cybele Edmonds said on our show on Friday, she said the real drill was the drill to see how people would react when we went door to door and basically created martial law, and they didn't handle it too well. Mm-hmm. So, well, thank you. Thanks. We're going to go to Mitchell in Wyoming. Mitchell, are you there?
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to affirm the point you guys and Alex have said a lot, that people need to get involved and do their own research, to read voting records, to track the people they've voted for and they're going to elect. Because I want to point out Rand Paul's statement clarifying his stance on drone use. It's on his website. The thing that struck me is the last paragraph. It says, fighting terrorism and capturing terrorists must be done while preserving our constitutional protections. This was demonstrated last week in Boston. Now, to me, that's a huge red flag for somebody to call the events in Boston last week constitutional.
Yeah, that is. I hadn't seen that. That is an amazing red flag.
You said that's on his own website?
Yeah, it's in his press release. If you just Google Paul's statement on domestic drone use, mm-hmm. it'll be in the Google results for www.paul.senate.gov.
Yeah, I'm very concerned about, you know, what he said in terms of he doesn't really care if it's a cop or a drone shooting somebody who's fleeing with a gun. Well, I do. I think we need to, instead of making things easier for people to get shot immediately on site, I think we need to be putting some restrictions on the police in terms of how they use lethal force and even how they use non-lethal force. We're seeing tasers being used like whips nowadays. And, you know,
that's my concern, because people say, well, the cops use guns and they have tasers. Like, I'm not necessarily saying they should be using these things as cavalierly as they do. Just things such as pepper spray. If you have somebody who's an asthmatic, they have breathing problems. Now you have this pepper spray clogging them up, and also people who have very negative reactions to being tased.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's very dangerous. And they're tasing pregnant women or whatever. I mean, it's just
tasing guys who have seizures.
Yeah, absolutely. There needs to be something. What's missing in all of this is accountability for police when they do things inappropriately. But over and over and over again, you see it, just as we saw here in our own city here in Austin.
Right.
You see the police closing ranks behind themselves rather than saying, we had somebody who stepped over the line, he needs to be disciplined or let go. Instead, they insist that nothing happens to him.
Right.
And all that does is foster this kind of criminal attitude of the fact that they can do to people whatever they want to. It just turns them into bullies, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Lethal bullies.
Oh, yeah.
So that's something that we shall be concerned about.
You know, further is like people need to not just read the news or just listen to InfoWars and then kind of extrapolate their political decisions from there. They need to actually read these things and track the people that, you know, are representing their state and things like that. And just like with this Paul statement, it's like Rand Paul, I appreciate his filibuster, and there's a lot of things he's backed that I've been in favor of and things, but that doesn't make him, you know, all-knowing. And I know nobody's perfect, but at the same time, it's like we need to admit that, you know, some of the people we're backing are also doing things that are very huge mistakes. To call the events in Boston constitutional is just off the chart, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's always a concern. Nobody's perfect. You know, just like you said, you may support Rand Paul on guns, you may support Ted Cruz on guns, but you may disagree with him on other topics, and that's a very relevant subject you brought up.
Yeah, we don't want to ever get to the situation where you see people like Rachel Maddow being with Obama, where you get yourself so tied into the person that you give them a pass to do any and everything.
Right.
That's a recipe for not only disaster, but fascist dictatorship. You know, we're not about a person, we're about principles.
Mm.
We'll be right back. I'm David Knight here with Jakari Jackson. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes taking more calls.
So this is actually the end of the show.
Oh, okay.
We're not
sorry
used
about
doing the radio show or the Sunday show. Yeah, it went pretty fast. So I'm Jakari Jackson, David Knight. We'll be back tomorrow.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.